Tim Walz protested outside RNC, called J.D. Vance perfect Frankenstein monster. By Hannah Knudsen on August 7, 2024. Governor Tim Walz, DMN, Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, is among those who traveled to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to protest the Republican National Convention, RNC, in July, further showcasing his radical nature rather than acting as CEO of his state, representing all. Instead of leading his state in unity, Walz was among those who traveled to Milwaukee, hosted the RNC, mere days after the assassination attempt on Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump to protest Republicans and champion the Biden-Harris administration. During that visit in July, he had this to say about Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., Trump's running mate, this idea of J.D. Vance. I just want to say this, the perfect Frankenstein monster created by the Heritage Foundation. During his speech, Walz bizarrely asserted that Vance is totally disconnected from the problems facing rural America. And I say this because I read Hillbilly Elegy, Walz claimed. I read it because I come from a town of 400. I had 24 kids in my graduating class, 12 were cousins, and I know a little bit about small towns. And his dismissive, derogatory approach to how he viewed it. It's not a cultural bias that people had. It's decades of policies of people like him and venture capitalists and others that gutted many of our small towns, he continued. The idea that this guy would understand or have a policy, the thing that makes small towns work, the things that we value most around freedoms, whether it's reproductive freedoms, personal freedoms, but the things that make small towns work, this was not in Hillbilly Elegy. It should be. Mind your own damn business, that's how small towns work. Walz ironically failed to realize or admit that it is the Democrat Party that is interested in growing the government's role in the lives of these very Americans he claims to understand, whether that be by forcing green energy initiatives, like pushing electric vehicles and phasing out fossil fuels, forcing the embrace of transgender ideology on parents and children, or targeting Americans it has ideological disagreements with. They work because you respect your neighbor, and you understand their choices, who they marry, their own health care decisions, what books they read, Walz said, pointing to LGBTQ+ issues, abortion, and concerns about pornographic books in schools as his examples. Another clear sign he is willfully detached from the reality of the concerns of Americans. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, DFL, on J.D. Vance. The perfect Frankenstein monster created by the Heritage Foundation. pic.twitter.com/xvlwt7y4e. Heartland Signal, at Heartland Signal, July 17, 2024. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, recently blasted Walz for opting to protest the RNC, telling Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday, "This guy has governed like a Minneapolis liberal. He is so progressive, and, quite frankly, if he is the pick, it's because Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren won the day." The House Majority Whip said, noting they are the ones who have been advocating for this progressive nutbag to be the vice presidential pick. And if he ends up being the vice presidential pick, I can't wait for the debate with J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance actually has a resume, has a background, is bright. This Tim Walz is a gym teacher activist, Emmer said. He still thinks that he is on the picket line. I mean, look, when the Republican National Convention was going on, the CEO of Minnesota, which is what Tim Walz is, he's supposed to represent Republicans, Democrats, and others, everybody in Minnesota, and be at his desk doing things that improve the lives of Minnesotans. What was he doing? He was protesting out in front of the RNC, Emmer said. Come on, man, this is not a leader. This is a political activist that, quite frankly, doesn't belong in the White House at all, he added.